Welcome to the Medina Township Trustees Regular Meeting for June 22nd, 2023. The time is 7:13 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here. If you would please join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We just take a moment of silence for first responders at home and abroad. Thank you. First will be the approval of payroll. And before I do that, I'll go into the housekeeping rules, please. I would like to remind everyone to turn off their cell phones and refrain from talking during the actual meeting. There is recording in progress during the meetings and microphones pick up everything. Please save your comments for the public comment portion of the meeting. And if you do wish to make a public comment, please be sure to sign in the sheet provided at the door. This will make it easier for the admin department to produce the minutes properly. Thank you. So I would move to adopt resolution number 06-22-2023-079 to approve payroll dated 6-23 of 2023 with a total amount of $43,594.95, total with remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities of $9,020.73, and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Move to adopt resolution number 06-22-2023-080 to approve the appropriation status dated 6-22 of 2023 and incorporate this 14-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you for getting that.
And real quick on the appropriation status, I know we spoke about this last meeting, and there were no, Elaine was going to have a reallocation. She just ran out of time this week, today. However, I did also notice there the tax collection fees were not on here. So just another reminder, if you could get those ready for the next meeting.
Yeah, they'll have to be ready for the next one, but that still gives plenty of time.
Yeah, I don't want it to get pushed aside and forgotten about. So
the tax collection fees.
Yeah, because that's something that will hold up a bank rec when I go to do that. If there's not enough money in there, I you have to hit pause and move forward because there's, the money won't be up.
If we need it tomorrow, it'd be different, then I'd be panicking.
Right, yeah, no, no, I just to keep reminding you, you know, with meetings only being every 2 weeks, I don't want it to get forgotten about, so.
I agree. Thank you. Capital One, Trade Credit, E&amp;H Ace Hardware, Business Information Form. You want to share some sight on that?
I will. So we've had a house account with E&amp;H Ace Hardware since, I think, as long as I've been here. We don't use it very much intermittently, and we've always sent our payments right to the local store. Chrissy received an email last week from corporate, I believe, but...
No, statement. Yeah.
Okay.
A statement, and then I looked, and it showed that we had not paid them, but we did. We sent checks.
Right. We sent checks, and all of a sudden, it became a Capital One, which is not what we ever agreed to or signed up for. So Denny followed up. Well, they were trying to charge us finance charges as well. So this is, again, not what we ever agreed to. So Denny followed up with the store Monday and found out that they've apparently, all their business has changed over to this Capital One. Now that's it's an actual credit line. So that's, again, not, we weren't made aware of this. It was just something that the store did. Now, they did not receive, this is something that is going to, you're going to see on the payment listing. They did not receive two of our payments in, I believe it was the end of March and then another one, like a full month later in April. One was for $9 and another one was for $14. So it's such a waste. But we, you know, we do owe them the money. I had to reissue.
Had we paid them?
Oh, we paid. Oh, okay. Yeah. We sent out the two checks.
We wrote the checks. They didn't receive it.
Correct. Which is very strange. It's going right to the local store. Den even went up to Bueller's where they were mailed out. They checked to see if they were there. You know, it's weird for two checks to have gone lost, you know, a month apart. But they're gone. So we're going to have to void those checks.
Okay.
Hopefully Westfield will waive those fees for us, because to pay $40 to void a $9 check is, you know, kind of wasteful. But
if you need help with that conversation, I've been talking to them a lot lately. I think they'll work with us.
they always have in the past. I know with this, you know, the fact that they've been waiting so long on this collateralization thing, I kind of felt guilty asking for a favor. But I figured we'd handle this tonight, hold off on maybe sending in the check until we talk to Chris tomorrow. But we did have to get this taken care of. So
now this looks like there is a authorization for a person. Now, is that a fiscal officer person, or is that a trustee person, or is that a designated?
I would prefer it to be one of you.
Okay.
I'm trying to take my names off of things. Yeah, so.
I got it.
To do what? To sign off on the checks? Or
you become the authorization contact, basically, for this account.
I don't. I that's about all the information they gave us. I don't know if that means that you're the guarantor. Usually that's what that is. But again, they didn't really send us the fine print. So
this is coming from Capital One.
This is Capital One. And that's, I believe, all they gave us. Right, Chrissy?
I did find...
There was a letter that we had,
back.
Right?
Was
there was a letter.
I did find a letter from September of 2022. I don't... It's not really... And then I did look back
like
at how we paid them last year,
to let him be the signer.
Last year we paid them to the Dyna store.
Yeah,
they didn't have anything.
Yeah, we've always paid.
He's not around during making hours.
March.
Well,
last year was last time we paid them.
I mean,
this looks like credit cards came with this. Like, it looks like a...
Yeah, it's weird. That's all I found today. Just looking more in depth.
Here's... I mean, this doesn't tell you much if you want to look at that, but
we want the account to continue, we have to sign for it. My suggestion is that we recommend, I recommend authorizing trustee Christopher to be the signer, if you will. So.
Gotta be free during banking hours.
Count you out. So this is a resolution. I don't think I need to make a motion to suggest him. This is part of the resolution, correct?
Right, you just add, you can add him into the resolution.
Right.
You've already been talking to him?
I've been talking to Westfield. This was kind of new to me, but
Okay.
I'm gonna let you sign this part here after we do this motion, so that your signature.
Then, Danny, any information you give me?
It'll be a contact thing. So I would move to adopt resolution number 06222023-081 and authorize Bruce Christopher to sign as Capital One Trade Credit / ENH Ace Hardware Business Information and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And a recommendation on that. Danny and I have been talking about that there's been some discrepancy on whose account. So the different accounts that the township has right now with Tractor Supply, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but I would recommend finding out, because that paper does look, that's what paper, that one, Doug, that I just handed you. Yeah, that does look like there were credit cards sent with that. Chrissy, I don't know if you remember. That's exactly what a paper, you know, something.
Ten months ago.
We'll keep it all together.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, maybe check it. If somebody check into that, Bruce, you'll be the contact.
I was going to say, Bruce is going to be kind of getting more in-depth what there is. I'm sure he'll put a file together and look into that.
Especially if we're spending that much money.
Yeah, I know. The nuts and bolts. But yeah, it's just, like I said, when we get into it, because I don't want to get into the weeds and kind of bounce around, but you know, it's important to kind of know who's on each of our accounts, so something to point out. The 22nd.
Okay, this next one is a similar scenario, I believe, where Star Ohio is looking for two authorized signers on this certificate form, and we're looking at it from the same perspective. I believe you'd rather have other names there right now?
I would.
Is it permissible to not have a fiscal officer on this type
that's
of form?
That's the thing, so. I don't, probably not right now,
probably
but we
not.
Will, yep, so, and Star Ohio is not a credit line, that's, but I, because I do have to go on and check the, you know, the Ohio collateral and things, so we will probably just have to add another, and you know this is our savings account, okay,
yeah.
So this is just a new rule that they're setting up, so.
Would it be okay with, like, you and I are on this account?
Yeah, whichever, what the board,
right, with the board
discretion.
As long as it's not you.
Put it up to a vote and we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Well, okay. I would move to adopt resolution number 06222023-082 and authorize Angela Ventura and Doug Eastwood to sign the State Treasury Asset Reserve, Star Ohio, certification form and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Was, you know what, I just thought about something. Isn't that the one that does need to be signed in front of a notary? I'm sorry, I just realized, I saw that box over there.
That's right. You won't be able to sign this though.
Yeah, I.
Nope.
Could Jerry come back up?
Hey, Chief.
I remember seeing that box and I, you know, and I'm just like, I glanced over.
No, Sherry. We need, is Sherry still working, right? She's second?
Can you call her back up?
And bring her stamp.
Bring her stamp. We're going to set that aside for now.
I remember seeing the box and I looked over, I was like, oh, you know, that's the number.
Good catch.
Yeah.
All right, we just skip on.
Okay, we're going to keep moving. The next item are some then and nows, I believe.
You know what, you probably, because you're going to make different motions, you're probably going to have to rescind. Rescind that for, because you can't have two. Two motions on the table at the same time, you know, so we're, sorry, you're going to have to.
Was there a motion on the table? The resolution that we passed, but we didn't sign, but we approved it.
Well, you approved it and you signed it, so that's done.
Oh, can you?
It's done, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to sign.
It's on record that we signed, we approved it. Just a matter of the formality of the signature.
Good deal.
All right. I move to adopt resolution number 06222023-083, authorize a then and now purchase order number 38-2023 for the amount of $32,124.91 for the May LST services. And at the time, there was no purchase order in place, thus the then and now. And incorporate this document as presented.
Second.
Discussion on that one. They haven't had a blanket on it though, didn't it?
Well, so you had like just a little bit over $8,000 left for May, and then in June at the last meeting you opened a purchase order for $250,000, but the May invoice came in and so we couldn't use the June purchase order to cover May's. And yeah, so
I knew it was getting low, but I knew to add 250 to it. So,
well, no, because the 250 was that purchase order can only be used from June 8th.
June 8th.
So, okay. This invoice was for the month of May.
For May. Okay.
So yeah, the only thing I took, you know, I obviously used up the 8,000 and some odd dollars that was left, but then I had to do the then and now for the remainder of the. And anything over $3,000 has to be approved by resolution by the board, so that's.
That 250 should take us almost to the end of the year now, so.
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully it will, but yeah, I mean, this was the only way to.
Yeah, because when we moved the 250, we thought that was going to carry us to the end of the year, which probably will, but.
Yeah, it was just that one.
We didn't see this.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Should the resolution have signatures on it too?
I would say it should. Go ahead and sign it. You want a stamp? Yeah. Thank you.
Make sure it's going the right way.
Yeah, so I'll just keep it over here.
I would move to adopt resolution number 06-222023-084 and authorize a then and now purchase order number 29-2023 for $17,984. It is for the Lighthouse Solutions Annual IT Managed Services. And incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion on that? That was just a timing thing?
That was what we talked about last meeting, and that was the timing issue with the invoices that, again, I think we have differences of opinion with the auditor on this, but I did talk to Jeff Bart, the owner of Lighthouse Solutions. I think somebody mentioned here last meeting that they had spoken to him, but he didn't remember talking to anyone, but he reached out to see when, you know, when he could expect payment. And I mentioned this to him, and he works with multiple townships. He said he's never heard of this. However, that being said, I told him in an attempt to make things easier for the next person coming into this job, if they would be willing to send a quote, not an invoice first, to avoid.
That's what we.
A then and now, yeah.
Literally spoke about that.
And he's completely fine with that for next year. He did ask, just something to keep in mind for the board. He did ask if you guys would want to try to get the police and admin on the same billing cycle. Right now, the police are a couple months ahead, so it doesn't, you know.
He wants it on the same billing?
He doesn't. He just asked if you would, if that would make it easier. So I said I would mention it to you, and that's, you know, something for you to decide for, you know, going into next year or whatnot.
Thank you.
But just, you know, you can let him know that. But he does realize that, you know, it will make it easier for everybody involved to send it as a quote first next year, so.
All right.
Oh.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. Order purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, would you have anything you'd like to present?
So last week, we were talking with Detective Boiler and stuff like that. We're going to be looking at getting him a detective computer and tablet, so at this time I would...
Can you talk a little louder?
I'd like to authorize Chief Minnick to purchase a Dell Optiplex desktop computer for the Detective Bureau and a Microsoft Surface Go tablet through Lighthouse Solutions in the amount of $3,241.31.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
It's a computer and tablet for our detective.
2081-760-740.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. The department will be police. The vendor is going to be Lighthouse Solutions. Again, this is going to be for the Dell Optiplex desktop computer and the Microsoft Surface tablet. The amount is going to be $3,241.31.
Second.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So those two just Chuck, they were just together. That was...
Yeah, we just wanted to...
I'd like to interrupt our...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, stranger. Interrupt our moment for another opportunity for... I feel safe when the sergeant's here.
She's armed.
Dangerous.
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Sign on this document. Angela and I are both going to sign. Nope.
Just me.
Unless you're going to identify as...
As a me, my...
Thank you.
Can I get it?
Yep, you want to sign that?
I was way patiently in line.
Was it me?
I'm not considering.
I never even seen this.
No, we got it tabled because we knew that the star was not at present. We had to call her back.
Is it?
Thank you so very much.
No, you're welcome.
I think you're up above me. I left you the top spot.
Thanks.
I'll put this on right here, right now.
I think that's the spot. Yeah.
Well, your signature looks like you printed it. Then your handwriting is much neater. Okay, there we go. So I think that's all they need, right? You don't need it printed. You just need it to see the signature, right?
Oh, is that all it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And where am I? Here it is. I got mine. I'm going there without them now.
Yeah. Started using those about 20 years ago, unfortunately.
That's the 22nd, right?
Hit 40, and it was like...
My eyes haven't changed in the last, 40 years, but it was like, all of a sudden, I just needed them for reference. That's not like all the time, but...
What's that?
I probably have to write up someone's name here. Certification is sworn to or affirmed and subscribed before me by the certifying officer.
So there's supposedly two now, right?
No, this time, I just wanted to write the right name in.
Okay. Yep. That's what I think it was. Oh, no, that's authorized signers. A certifying authorized and a supervisory board will need to authorize the signers. The certifying authorized may be one of the authorized signers, and his or her signature will require notarization.
So, yeah, I just have to type it or write in one of your names, I guess.
You have to do the same thing on both sides, but...
No. Oh.
Okay.
No.
I guess I can, I scanned this when we got it.
I guess who is the certifying officer? Is this signature? And I think I'm... Yeah.
doesn't really explain why certifying authorizer is a supervisory or board governance position at the subdivision. So I'm thinking that that has to be a trustee, because board governance, that I, that's.
Okay, so yeah, I think you need to fill out that as a certifying officer.
It does also say it may be one of the authorized signers, so I don't know if it should, or maybe it should be a separate title.
It sounds like he hits both the check marks.
Yeah, I think you guys are making him a certified officer, and that's what I think I'm signing there too. That's what I'm.
I should just write that, or print that and sign it, or just simply sign it?
I think it just sign, does it say print name?
It doesn't really say.
I would just sign it in your title. Okay.
Take care, chief.
There you go.
Oops.
Good?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Call me back if you need me.
Thank you. Pass it down to the certifying officer. I think there's additional clerical stuff to do on that too.
Wasn't it?
Do you want to actually make a motion to say you're the certifying officer, so it's on the record?
Okay.
It's sub G, but I think that might be, just to have it on the record.
Like to make a motion to acknowledge the certifying officers for the Star One account as being Angela Ventura, fiscal officer.
I'm fine, that was you.
Well, okay, are we both? I'm sorry.
We're both authorized signers.
Okay.
Just like I said, by the way I read that, since it said board governance position, I would say that.
Let me rephrase that, please. I'd like to make a motion being certified or certified.
Certifying officers.
Certifying authors. What was it? Officers. Be Doug Eastwood for the Star One account.
Star Ohio. Star Ohio.
Star Ohio account.
Second.
Can we finish this roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, aye.
Thank you. With that, go back to.
Regular programming?
To the regular program.
Can I, I'm gonna circle to that Microsoft computer, that tap, that Surface. I don't know if this will help you or not, chief. It's just something to throw out there. Because I have that same, the Surface book, and when Lighthouse priced that out for me, I had already looked at them on Best Buy and Amazon and whatnot. They couldn't touch Best Buy's pricing. So I don't know if you looked at that.
We did, and we talked to Brian. It would have been the same price at Best Buy, because it's gonna be the MDT for my vehicle.
Okay.
It's a mobile data terminal, so it needs all this upgraded stuff.
Okay.
That's what the difference.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know, yeah, because it's, at that time, you know, it was quite a bit cheaper to do. That's why I said, okay, cool, perfect.
All right. I would like to make a motion for a purchase order. The department's gonna be police. This vendor will be the Central Square. This is the computer aided dispatch annual contract. The amount will be $4,324.73.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is this the Zerker chief? Is this the?
Yes.
This is the,
yes.
Yeah, they change, okay.
All right. And one more, I'd like to make a motion for a blanket purchase order. The department will be fire. It's going to be for the professional and technical services column, 2191-220-319-0000, in the amount of $3,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
That's all I have.
And we have that in there, Chuck, it's unencumbered.
Yeah, we have like $7,000 unencumbered, but just with some of the things that we've been doing, it's going to get below $2,000, so I just wanted to bump it back up.
Perfect, no, I just want to make sure we don't have to move anything before we...
$7,300-something's in there, unencumbered.
Do you have any purchase orders, sir?
I have none.
Okay.
I would move to accounts payable and move to adopt resolution number 06222023-085 to approve accounts payable dated 6/9/2023 to 6/22/2023 with digital check number 31-2023 to 34-2023 and physical check number 32869 to 32900 for total amount of $272,120.78 and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second. I'd like to have a discussion on this though before we vote.
Fair. Sure.
The everything on the sheet looks fine. I'd like to know when I've got a expense account report from 2000 January, February of 2022, and one for 2023. Neither have been paid. I just ask to please let me know if you think something's wrong, let me know what you think is wrong. I'll change it or I'll explain why it's that way. And so I'd just like to get them because it's about $900 and I haven't even charged any of the tips. I don't think on either of for any of my meals, just so there wouldn't be any discrepancy. So I just need to know what you need changed.
I know,
so
I brought that because I wanted to get this rectified. From 2022, there was, I marked this for you, there were a couple days that you went over the maximum tip. So
I took the tips out on the last one I sent in, I believe.
No, this was 2022.
Yes, and I took them out, I believe I took them out there too.
Okay, well, that was never turned into me. So
then I'll have to take a look at
it. Okay, so
if it's just the tips, I mean, if that's the thing, I'll go back and pull out my paperwork. If it's just the tips, I'm taking them out.
Okay, so I brought that. And then for 2023, the first, I have two different documents that
yep.
were submitted to me.
Yep.
The first document had not included hotel and meals, which still had to be, you know, put on there, even though they were on the township card, just to show that.
And as I explained in a meeting, Nick told me specifically, once you have the township credit card, all you have to do is put in your mileage. You don't have to turn in anything. You turn in your receipts, and you're done.
Okay.
That's why I didn't put it on there. Then I put it on the second one. When I did, I forgot that I omitted when I, you know. Room, you know, when people, you know, I'd leave a tip for the room, you know, that type of thing. So I put whatever it is, $16 or $18.
Yes, and that's what the omission of the $18 is. That's a potential red flag on an audit, and I don't know what the board wants to do about that, because adding a cash tip after, you know, turning an expense report back because credit card receipts weren't turned in properly, and then adding a cash tip, that to me. It's like it shouldn't be a benefit because there was an error. Like there shouldn't be a benefit because there was an error on your part.
It's not a benefit. I'm just asking to be made whole. There's a difference between a benefit and asking to be made whole.
So I would just ask the board to review that and decide what you want to do with that. Also, but there was, Bruce, there was just a slight overpayment on one of the days with your meals. And the receipts weren't marked breakfast, lunch, and dinner like they were supposed to be. So you're just going to have to go back through there and do that. Just so you know. So, I mean, you
that's all I need to know.
So
even like the one where you go over on a tip, So you go over, say your tip's allowed to be like $20 and you pay $25. You should be reimbursed at $20 and then you just eat the $5. That's how that part should work. That shouldn't be a holdup. You just have to do the math.
Well, right, but I shouldn't have to do the math. I shouldn't have to be doing the expense reports for
us. Was what the holdup was and I will change it.
Okay, so, and that's what I'm telling you.
All right, so this will be resumed.
Yeah, it will be done next one. I guess the question becomes is the, what's on the one, $18?
There was an $18, yes, and that's up to the board.
And she says that's a red flag.
Okay, that's my main thing is that this took a little bit of time. I just want to make sure that there's clarity on what he needs to do in order to get the dollars right. So you're good?
Yep.
You're good?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are these mine?
Yeah, you can take them.
Okay, no, that's, so I know what you think is wrong.
I have something on accounts payable. It won't hold it up, but if you want to talk about it now or after, do you want to do roll call first?
I get the roll call done in full. If it's second, if it doesn't, if it's okay. Yep, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Hi.
Mr. Christopher?
Hi.
Mr. Johnson?
Hi.
So the Voyager bill, our gas cards?
Yeah.
There are two cards that there seems to be a little bit of confusion on who they relate, what department, who they're assigned to. I asked for a list of who has what card. I'd like actually just a list of everybody's cards at this point because I know Chief Minnick has been trying to ask for each of his officers' cards at this point, but I don't think he's gotten everybody's yet. But I think he thought it was kept at admin. I don't know.
Are they certain card numbers that you're looking for? Do you have like the actual card number?
Yeah, I have the actual. Well, what's on the front of the card is a little bit different than the way Voyager reports it on the bill. But so what happened is two of the cards, as they were reported on the bill, I think Chrissy thought they linked back to admin, but they do not. First, we don't have two gas cards. We don't have two, you know, we don't have two cars that are for admin.
Yeah, that's
so,
how it was broken up on the bill, township.
Right.
That's why I split it like that.
Yeah, and I don't know. Well, no, I can understand, but it's not, obviously, they're not Medina.
Yeah,
right.
I get that.
So in order to make sure that they're paid correctly, we need to know that who's driving and you using these cards so we know that they're not being used improperly. And, you know, so the only way to do this is now to get, like, just we need a full accounting of who has these cards and who's using
them.
Well,
I'm going to feel better having an accounting of, and that's something that should coordinate, and it ought to go with your sheet A and sheet B anyway. So that's been needed to be updated for some time. And I think we talked this week about how to handle future gas cards, correct?
Yes.
And so there's another plan in mind that will make this run like, you know, it'll run much smoother. So, but I think that A, you're right, we should know where the cards are.
Right.
And B, I think through a certain plan, we might minimize the number of cards out on the road. And that's going to make, it should make it run smooth.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly certain that, Denny said that he's fairly certain these are Medina Township, the police department cards. Have we confirmed that these are police department?
Yes, they are police department cards.
Okay.
Those two are.
Okay, so I did assign them correctly, but yeah,
And it's a matter of the charge was PD is more so necessarily than the card, is that right?
I mean, yeah, well, it's the car too, because the car was assigned to the Fusion, actually. We had one, two, there's three cards that are assigned to the Fusion.
That's problematic.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's
kind of
weird.
I didn't know that until I went to that day, went up to Town Hall and found the one that was actually, you were asking about. It was actually in the Fusion in the garage back here.
So,
and then the Taurus has a Fusion gas card.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, see, this is.
I know.
Like,
and so I think that's part of what we were talking about. We're going to get corrected.
We're going to kind of set it up like Denny's. Okay, instead of having individual gas cards for all the officers, we're just going to have it in the vehicle. Okay?
Okay.
And that's how it's going to operate.
Okay.
The identification for the individual, for the car, for the mileage, it's all there in the way it's set up, and it should be far less cumbersome.
Exactly.
That's good.
Okay?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
looks like we are, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for the compensation of a public employee. Anybody going with us? Three of us? Okay, the three trustees.
Is that second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. The time is 7:59, going into executive session. We have returned from executive session where no decisions were made. It's 8:04 PM. There's been conversation we've had in the past about some employee benefits, and specifically our admin department. And one of the things that they have not been made accessible to is comp time. All the other departments do have that, and I think we are going to look, we're going to look into discussing with legal the proper way to move forward to see what that will involve, but to give them a reasonable number, we're talking probably a 40-hour comp time, but we're going to work through the process right so we don't have to resend and redo, but that's something that we'll be looking into moving forward and hope to come back to you with more on that. We're good. Department head comments. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I attended the ribbon cutting ceremony with Trustee Johnson at the Medina Creative Housing yesterday. It was a really nice, good turnout, and they did a fantastic job on remodeling that place for there and for the handicapped and everybody else. The new officers should be finished with FTO training in the middle of July, and then they'll be shadowing for a couple weeks. And just a reminder, the Masonic Community Fireworks on June 29th.
Also, Chief and I have another motion we'd like to make. I'd like to make a motion to approve Officer Beardsworth / Nesda to receive 80 hours of sick leave for the birth of her child on Tuesday, June 13th of 2023. According to the Article 20, Sick Leave, Section 12, an employee will receive a gift of 80 hours pay leave for the township for each birth, and this will not exceed 80 hours for each event.
Second.
So basically, Hallie had a little girl. What was her name again?
Ava.
Ava. So that's it, really.
That's it.
Would you mind sending me an email so I don't forget?
Yeah,
and
I will.
Forward
I will.
It. Yeah.
I just wanted to do it so we have it on.
Yeah, I just, everything that happens in the meeting, like,
yeah.
It's worth, but yeah, and then I'll put
sure
the adjustment
we'll,
in.
Sure, next pay.
Oh, or so I can, yeah, I can put it in tomorrow or whatever, but just, yeah, thank you.
She's got a card. So, roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Sorry.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Speaking of the new hires, Chief, did you find out if the newest hire is taking the insurance or not? I have not heard anything from Mark Kerwick, and I just, you know, he is on payroll now. I just didn't want him to
get,
if he is, I don't want him to get too far behind.
He did. He contacted Mark.
Okay.
And also, I also thank you for that, too, for reminding me to let, I spoke to Hallie G the other day and let her know about that, too, to add, because she is, it's going to be under.
Okay. No, that's no problem. With the new officer, do you know if he is taking insurance?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So, yeah, because I have not heard anything from Mark. I just hate to, like, let them get too far behind without a deduction.
Yeah. No,
you know,
I told
from his pay, because
then
he's going to have to retro, you know, I'll have to retro,
right.
And it's going to be like...
He contacted Mark.
Okay. Okay. Well, hopefully Mark will be getting that over soon so he doesn't have a, you know, big deduct. Usually he's pretty quick on that, but okay, thank you.
Follow up on PD with our hires and our current staff. Can you update us on where we're at with your department
we're at 13 full-time staffing levels, okay? Like I said, well, we made the major one was the promotion of Cliff Nicholson, okay? And he has been on basically second shift and doing a phenomenal job. And with Mike being, you know, assigned as detective and patrol, and he has been working tirelessly actually on those two investigations that the board is aware of, some new developments that I will talk to you after the meeting about on one. And then on the VFW one, we have some really good information on that, and we're waiting on video right now.
Very good.
So you think you know who did the VFW?
Oh yeah, we okay. Have pretty good.
Good. Denny, would you have?
I have nothing.
Nothing?
Okay.
All right. I always get messed up, go from department head comments and wanting to do your reports, and I get in trouble. If that's done, on to old business. And the tax budget discussion is such that we have had several meetings and several work sessions, and moving towards something that we can provide our fiscal officer. Hopefully what we give you, you'll be able to decipher, and we'll be able to move forward with.
Perfect, thank you.
Any other old business? I got one, just a question. At the last meeting, there was some discussion regarding a section 505.64 for the code.
Yes.
And an inference in a couple areas where there was a concern, do we need, if I read it right, do we need a, compliance officer, I believe. Is it what's on the handwritten note?
Well, so I think that, yeah, there's a little bit of confusion. I mean, the compliance officer method, there's two different models in order to have a credit card. So it's either like the fiscal officer, fiscal officer retention, where the fiscal officer retains the credit cards, or the compliance officer method. It's not necessarily where a compliance officer has to be, you know, appointed by the board, but that's just the name of the method that's used. My concern is that there's other stipulations that the law, you know, lays out that have to be provided. The board can obviously appoint a compliance officer to help them, you know, follow those guidelines. But the other stipulations that are in that method, I believe are not being followed, and that was my concern.
Okay.
So that's where I was at, and I'm just at this point very uncomfortable with the with the policy, not, you know, the actual legislation not being followed. So that's.
So you've read my emails, and if there is, we I don't want to misinform the questions. They want to see some clear questions. What, in regards to the compliance officer, that they made it clear that was not something that our township would be eligible for, because that was strictly for home rule.
Right.
And so it discredited that portion.
Well, see, that's not actually true. Like, a board of trustees who are not a limited home rule township may appoint a compliance officer to help them.
They just don't have to.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm just saying, it's not that they're not able to. I think a lot gets lost in translation when there's emails, and I want to keep this very simple. You know,
it needs to be simple.
Right.
And that compliance officer portion. Later in that section where it talks about, initially it talks about the compliance officers in the home rule townships, and then it doesn't talk about it again until section D, and that's the section where you had referenced to check every 6 months and so forth.
Right.
He says that simply doesn't apply to a township that doesn't have a home rule.
No, no, no. It's that's a township that has not adopted the limited home rule.
No, I'm sorry. So in section one, I'm reading the portion, in a township that has adopted a limited home rule government under chapter six of chapter 504 of the revised code, the board shall appoint compliance officer to perform the duties enumerated under division D. Then you go to division D.
Right. Yeah.
That's where it says a compliance officer, if applicable, and the board at least once every 6 months shall review the number of credit cards and accounts issued, the number of active cards, accounts issued, and the cards and accounts expiration dates, and the cards and accounts credit limits. According to legal, that section D refers back to the section I read prior, and that only refers to home rule townships.
Well, no, because section, that section above D, where section one is where, is what applies to section, the limited home rule, because it specifically talks about chapter 504, which is the limited home rule.
And then it references section D. The duties enumerated in division D of this section. So at this point, that's what they have told me, and they're not going to write a legal opinion unless we can provide them the specifics, which I'm happy to do, and that's what I emailed you.
Well, and that's why, so, and this is, okay, so where I'm at right now is that I believe that the township is not compliant with state law, and with, you know, what we discussed at the last meeting with the, you know, with the credit card, and I don't know what, you know, I got Chrissy, I had your email with the Amazon, you know, discrepancy, but
pass it to Chrissy, if you don't mind.
I don't know.
You can have, well, that's what you get.
You know, I know that.
That's for you. If you
I know, Chris, like Chrissy, you have a credit card, I have a credit card. I don't know what my credit card got chose to be used instead of yours. I'm just not comfortable with, you know, the itemized receipts not being turned in a timely fashion. Like, there's a lot of things that I believe are not being followed with both the township policy and the state law. So at this point, and instead of going back and forth on, you know, the whether you think or legal things that were in compliance or not, my belief is that we're not. I'm not comfortable with it. So my preference would be that I be removed from the legislation and the administration of the credit card policy, and then the board follows the advice of legal, you know, and you do what you're comfortable with, but I'm just not. So,
well, I want to, for all of our sakes, I'm not comfortable leaving it on the record that you think we're doing something illegal when legal says we're doing it legal. I want that clarified. So if you can possibly provide us something in writing, then we can present that to legal. We can get that taken care of. But we're doing something wrong. We don't want to do it wrong. But we need, I think it's important to get that clarified. And then as far as getting, removing you from, I believe, the attestation, so forth, I need to find out from legal and probably from the auditor what, you know, what process, can that even be a process? I don't know that it's something that we can just choose to do. So, but I'm committed to work on that with you, okay?
Okay. I mean, like I said, I will get that to you when I can. I just, like,
I understand. I just needed to make sure.
This has been going on, you know, for months and months and months, and I don't want to keep kicking it down the road.
That was, you know, when you asked them, you made a comment, you tried nine times. That was what the response was. We need something very clear, because we don't want to try shooting at a moving target. So when you get time, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. And then old business, we touch base on the
tax budget.
Ohio pool collateral as well. And Chris and I talked quite a bit, prosecutor and I talked quite a bit. Chris was supposed to talk to the prosecutor, and he
I think he did stay. Did you get the email? I got it right before I walked out the door.
Yeah, he had sent him something on the 12th or whatever, and he had a wrong email address.
Okay.
And so I followed it up with Mike, and Mike's like, I'm supposed to get this qualification, which Chris got him late today, and Mike's off tomorrow. So
okay.
We're working towards that. I asked Chris if there's any potential negative to the township, because that's not something we were interested in. He said, absolutely not. This was on him. So I just want it on record that they were still moving forward. And I have, well, you probably have what he sent to.
I do.
Okay.
I'm completely comfortable with the Ohio pool collateral system. I just remember that when we did this with PNC, that we had to do it by resolution. So I don't know if that's changed or what, and that's why I wanted.
Well, Mike's concern was he didn't want to take anyone's word for it to say, yeah, you're covered when you're talking millions of dollars.
Right.
And
right.
And so what Chris provided today shows that our funds are collateralized, so that would allow us to release the other. That was the nature. That's where he wanted to go with it. Okay. So we will continue that process.
Are we going to sign that document then, or are we not?
Yes. And with that sign, I didn't want to do a motion, because I know you wanted to have that in a resolution form. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that it matters what I think, but if we'll follow that lead and we'll get that taken care of.
Okay.
Chris understands it could be another. He's not worried about it for in the next week or two.
Okay.
Just as soon as it works out. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Any other old business?
While we're on the banks, why don't we just cover this now?
Okay.
This is a fun topic. I talked to PNC today, and I'm still working through that issue to get that $800-some-odd, $804, I think we talked about last meeting, where they charged us that corporate analysis fee. These people are maybe the most difficult humans to work with. However, another interesting fun fact came up. Bruce and Doug are not signers on that account. Our little checking that we have with PNC.
Okay.
And we have two trustees that are not trustees anymore who are still on that account. So I would suggest that I remember this was 2 years ago, you know, 2021, but in 2022, I believe you went up to Bueller's to take care of that branch.
I got documentation, because you and I had to sign off back and forth. So
right.
So there might be some misinformation out there somewhere, but I think that needs resolved.
It definitely needs resolved. I mean, they don't like to give names over the phone unless you can tell them names.
Right.
So she made me guess who was, and
it sounds like a phone company.
So this is definitely something that needs to be handled. She said, so one of two things can happen. The two of you can run up to the branch and tell them to try to find the card that was signed, you know, the little banking card, and rescan it in. But if they do not have it, then the three of us have to go in together and get this taken care of.
Do we have to be there at the same time?
Well, the two of you really can't be there at the same time, so,
okay.
You know. But I would suggest we get this handled ASAP.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't that long ago I came across that paperwork, so I think I should be able to find it again this week.
Yeah, and the bank should have it. I mean, this is...
Well, what I found was Bueller's bank
was
out of touch with corporate. I found that the first time around.
Okay.
To the point where it's like he wouldn't talk to me, and yet we had paperwork going back and forth. So maybe there's a miscue there, but I think we'll...
I've got a personal PNC account.
Mm-hmm.
I find the Bueller's not to be very up with it, and so I go to the one out in 18, and they seem to be able to be more in tune of what's going on. Now, I don't know if you can go there or not.
As we move forward, is what's the best plan? Because there's no reason to wait for 2 weeks to talk about it yet.
And just to be clear, I was on the phone with the business banking. I was not on the phone with the local branch today. So
okay.
I think it would be best to, if you, I mean, if you could put your eyes on that paperwork again, great. I don't think too much time needs to be wasted searching for documents, though. I think getting.
If it can be resolved another way.
Right. I think, you know, maybe getting to a branch, you know, Bruce, if you want to run, if you have time to run to your branch and just see if they have the card. The thing is whatever, I don't know where the cards were taken to sign off. You know, I don't know if that was taken to Bueller's. I think whichever branch it was taken to is where.
That's where it would have to be.
Yeah, so if it, and I'm going to guess Bueller's. So probably.
How about Bruce, how about you give your shot at it and then let Chrissy know if you have luck.
That's fair enough.
Okay, and then if they don't have it on file, I'll have to meet each of you independently up there, you know, because one of us has to, or maybe even Chuck can, she said I would, but, you know, but we're going to have to get it taken care of.
Thank
because
you.
We do not want.
No.
So we're talking about signature cards.
Yeah.
For the township.
There's a lot of cards need to be updated.
Fortunately, this isn't Westfield, but it's still, you know, we don't want.
Okay.
It's floating around.
Anything else old business wise? Go to new business. I have had a chance to go through only two more meeting minutes, October 6th and October 13th. So I can't go any further in approval. Have you had a chance to
do that? I breezed through them.
Okay, are you okay with that? I don't want to approve anything I haven't looked at or listened to. I would make a motion that we approve the minutes, trustee minutes, for October 6, 2022, special meeting.
I'm waiting for more.
Yeah, no, I just.
Usually you'll say, like, how many, who attended and all that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah. All right, I can do that. Sorry. In attendance was Mr. Johnson, Mr. Eastwood, and Mr. Christopher.
That's a second.
I'd like to state my objection again, like I did last week. Did you happen to get that opinion that you had said that you had in writing? I never received that.
Okay. Yes, we both have stuff to email each other.
I did, well, and so I did bring this. I have an attorney general's opinion in which a question was posed to the attorney general that if a non-limited home rule township, if the board can appoint somebody to take minutes of the township, and the answer is no. And the Medina County Prosecutor's Office asked this question to the Attorney General. So this, I'm going to put this on the record.
That's fine.
But I don't know why you're being told otherwise. So
that's who we have to work with. So I appreciate what you got there. That'll be something we can, you know, obviously that'll be part of the minutes, so we can share that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. So,
and your note is duly taken. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And I would like to make a motion to approve the October 13th, 2022 regular trustee meetings. Attending were Mr. Johnson, Mr. Eastwood, and Mr. Christopher.
Second.
Obviously.
I'm going to say we're going to have the same conversations. Okay. Right. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. And again, for the record, I did have a conversation with our statutory legal, and I did get a written encouragement from Chief Auditor Elrod to that we were following good counsel, so.
I don't know.
I know, I'm just saying, I just wanted it on the record that I'm not making this
I don't know how the revised, when the revised code says one thing, I mean, I.
Yeah.
Well, the auditor's office, I mean, as Bruce has pointed out several times, they refuse to give legal advice, so I'm not sure how all of a sudden they're offering legal advice, but this is...
They were just encouraging us to follow the legal advice that we were given.
But the legal advice that they wouldn't put in writing to you, right?
I didn't say they wouldn't put it in writing.
But they didn't, I'm saying.
I haven't, again, I have to be very specific with what I'm asking for. And so there's gonna be parameters why they say that's okay. Okay, and I'll let them put that in their words.
Well, I'm just, so yeah, we have, I mean, there's six sets of minutes that have been approved that are not, I mean, they're not official, you know, record of the township, so I don't, that's...
Department reports. I would like to make a motion to approve the May 2023 department reports. The reporting departments are police, single-sided, 5 pages. Zoning, double-sided, 6 pages. Service, single-sided, 1 page. Fire, single-sided, 2 pages, of a total of 14 pages.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Just make another note that we recently had the resignation of a 24-year veteran in the, what?
Is this disturbed by our phone?
In the zoning clerk, and we had a little celebration of her time the other day. It was very good, and time well served, and an interesting meeting to boot.
Yes.
Way to go out.
Yes.
Not without its own
ebbs and flows in that meeting.
Oh, goodness. At this point, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Would, if you want to make a comment, state your name, address, proceed. All right. No comments. I'd like to make a motion to close the floor for comments.
Second.
It's not closed yet.
State your name.
Just gotta state your name and where you live.
Aiden Ventura, 3833 Worcester Lane. So there's been whispering in the back, and it's been very disturbing to the museum and me from the last time. And I would just like to say that because it's against the rules.
I'm sorry. It's against the rules for people to whisper at a meeting?
I think. Okay. It's also very distractive and disturbing.
We hear you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other comments, or we will go back to make a motion to close the floor.
I'll second that again.
All right. Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Are there any trustee comments?
Yeah, I got to go to ribbon cutting ceremony yesterday. Again, I've been in their website, been working on it and stuff like that. They looks like they finished up the gym over there, and we had the open house. It's a beautiful facility. It's a see where it was when I came, was a resident, like when I first moved in, to see where it's at now. It's a great asset to that area. I do appreciate them working with the Historical Society, you know, keeping that there and keeping the rent manageable. And then my only other comment is I will be leaving town Tuesday night. So I leave the township in your great hands. And I appreciate you guys being able to let me go do something like that.
Good luck out there.
Be safe. Promise you're not going to just stay out there.
They are looking for rangers.
Bruce, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. I've had some good communication with some residents regarding various concerns, and while time is a struggle, it's been some good opportunities, specifically over at Cynthia Drive. There's been people concerned about some health safety conditions in the neighborhood. We've been able to engage a little bit in that area. So what'll happen, we'll see, but at least people are feeling like they have somebody to talk to. And if that's all, I'd like to make a motion.
One other thing. So last meeting, we had talked about the budget going over that $10 million threshold.
Yes.
And I got a little more information on that. Did you get anything from legal on that yet?
I don't have it from legal.
Okay.
So
you talked to Kristen.
Yes. I talked to Kristen. I talked to several people, but I don't have anything I can provide in writing to you.
Okay.
So
I think there's a miscommunication, because I reached out. So I reached out to Kristen because I asked her if she could provide me something to help me find, you know, like, I scoured the revised code for that, you know, and like I told you last meeting, the only thing I could find was to say there was no midterm changes. And I'm just going to give you the email, but according to Kristen, she said that she doesn't know anything about township rules, wouldn't have a clue, and that she never would have advised anything about township pay increases. So,
but she would have, and I'm not saying she talked about the pay increase. She was talking about what the allowable salaries are with the different amounts.
She said she didn't provide any information on salaries. I don't.
Okay.
So I'm going to, you know, here, you can have the email.
It'll be a part of the reimbursement.
So I really, I think it's very important to, these are the things where having things in writing from legal, not conversations, are so, so important, because getting the facts straight is essential.
I will work on doing that through the various, you know, auditors and legal as well. And if it does pan out, then obviously there's some corrections to get rid of.
Yeah.
So, but let's get it straightened out, right?
Yeah. So.
Before you close, do we need to talk about the resident that needs to use the parking lot?
Thank you. That's.
It should be up there.
It's here. I'm sorry. I'm going to rescind my motion to close the meeting.
You vote no.
You vote no? You're not going to do that? There's a few things here that got displaced in the.
Okay, we already did a roll call, right? So,
all right. Thank you, Danny. We got a notice or got a request from a resident, lives 3914 Fen Road, and requesting the use of the township town hall parking lot for overflow guests on Friday, June 23rd, 2023, for after 5 p.m. And was very cordial on how she presented this. I know for a fact we give access to the property for HOAs and other people, and I would like to give them a formal approval if it's okay, and what your thoughts are.
If we're not using it after 5 o'clock, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm all about the community. I mean, that's what we are. So
it's nice. At least we can put a motion, can't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion to allow.
Wait, did you have a motion on the floor to adjourn?
I don't have anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I checked that there was a motion, so I just want to make sure. Okay.
I was just noting everything.
So I'd like to make a motion to allow Jess at 3914 Fenn Road to utilize the town hall parking lot Friday, June 23rd in 2023, after 5 p.m. As overflow parking lot for a gathering at their house.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. I'm coughing my eye.
Hey, Chrissy, did you get a chance to get that letter done?
It's fine. Thank you. It's nice.
Okay, I got one more. Put forward. I'd like to make a motion to sign this letter. It's to Andy Conrad, Medina Township Board of Trustees would like to be considered for the OPWC funding, the replacement of culvert number 10 on Cook Road. TH-107 in Medina Township, and requests that you develop estimates for the culvert replacement. Get a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
What do you think the chances are there, Denny? It's worth a try.
All we can do is try again.
Yeah.
We've tried a few times.
The blanket that I'm gonna, is it the blanket I'm gonna open for advertising? Do you
not
need
for that, no.
Okay.
Not for that.
Do you need a motion for an ad tonight or anything?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right. Is there any other? I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Meeting is adjourned, 8:40 p.m.